Makers of high fructose corn syrup have asked the Food and Drug Administration to let them change the name of the sweetener to corn sugar. You probably know the syrup made from corn is used in all kinds of food products these days. And while the American Medical Association says there's not enough evidence to recommend restricting the use of high fructose corn syrup, recent polls have shown more than half of Americans believe it poses health risks. Several companies with locations in Iowa are members of the Corn Refiners Association, which made the request. Among them is Cargill Incorporated. I'm joined now by Alan Willits. He's the president of Cargill's corn milling business for North America. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Sarah.
So what's motivating this name change?
Well, there's a couple different things. Firstly, there's independent research that's shown that consumers are misinformed and confused about the name high fructose corn syrup. And so one of the motivations is simply to allow consumers to make more informed choices. The second thing is that we think it's important to reinforce the fact that sugar, whether it comes from cane, beet, or corn, are all the same, nutritionally equivalent, metabolized by the body in the same way, and ultimately they're fine if consumed in moderation. I think it's also important to clarify that what we're seeking is an alternative name that can be used. So it's not something that would be obligatory, but would allow food manufacturers to choose what name that they wanted to put on the label. And again, we have research that's proven that corn sugars do in fact more accurately convey to consumers the nutritional equivalency of sugar, whether it comes from corn, beet, or cane.
And of course, you know, critics of high fructose corn syrup have claimed it causes all kinds of health problems, diabetes, obesity. Sales of some of these products with high fructose corn syrup have dropped in the U.S. How much do you think that's connected to this bad publicity that you mentioned?
Fortunately, we're in the good position as the industry of having the facts on our side. The American Medical Association has done research and said that that high fructose corn syrup is nutritionally equivalent to other sugars. Same with the American Dietetic Association. Cargill is actually involved in producing and marketing a wide variety of sweeteners. We produce and market sugar from corn, from beet, from cane. We also produce other high-intensity sweeteners. So our motivation is simply one of making sure that consumers are well-informed and can make the appropriate choice for they and their families. We are not particularly motivated to try and move consumption from one sweetener to another.
If this request with the FDA goes forward, how soon might we see some different labeling on our soda or cereal or all those other products?
The FDA will certainly pursue this on their own timeline, and so while there are some precedents on other food products that have had alternative name changes to be more accurately described, it's hard to tell exactly how long that process may take. So again, if it moves forward and that alternative name is allowed, then at that point, food manufacturers would be free to use the version that they feel most comfortable with.
And would you see this change having any impact on the people who grow the corn, the farmers, for instance, here in Iowa?
We think it's very important for farmers to have access to all of the markets that that they're privileged to serve. And we know, as Cargill's history, how hard it is to open up new markets and create new demand. And so there's certainly millions of bushels of corn in Iowa that are used to produce corn sweeteners, high fructose corn syrup. And we think it's important to protect those markets.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Alan.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sarah.